from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to talk about the crew. Brought to you by Pool Park in Menominee Falls. Pool Park, a family-owned business that's been around since 1964, specializes in above-ground and semi-in-ground pools, hot tubs, water care, and pool service and maintenance. Plus, get 5% off cleaning supplies if you're wearing your favorite crew apparel. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, let's go. Let's bring on our guy, Sam Dykstra from MLB Pipeline and MILB.com. Follow him on Twitter at Sam Dykstra, MILB. Thanks for coming on, Sam. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me back.
All right, let's talk about the Brewers minor league system here as we start talking about guys that have made jumps up the minor league top prospects poll for MLB Pipeline and so forth. One of them I'm assuming I'm pronouncing this right. Jesus made the shortstop, who wasn't even ranked before the season, and now climbed all the way up to number 17. Talk about him.
Yeah, Jesus Made. I mean, he was a fairly big signing for them. Signed for $950,000 back in January. Was ranked 22nd on our international list, but you know, this system was so deep coming into the year. Kind of took a wait-and-see approach with how he was going to take to the Dominican Summer League, and it ended up being incredibly well. He walked more than he struck out, 39 walks, 28 strikeouts, stole 28 bags in 51 games, hit 6 homers, had an OPS above 1,000. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and we were talking about following the DSL, checking in on the DSL every day, and he was saying Made's name continually came up every day. It felt like he was doing something every day. So he's a switch hitter, can play shortstop, might end up at third base long term. He has the arm for it, but supremely athletic, already is showing some good power. I mean, we have him at 17 now. He could easily jump into the top, maybe even top 10, maybe even top 5 by this time next year when he comes stateside.
And to give everybody a background here, some of the guys that have made their way through the Dominican Short League or Summer League is a guy like Jackson Churio. What was he, 16 when he was in the Dominican Summer League?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the way Milwaukee has treated some of its really young players, they send them to the Dominican Summer League. But if you're really good, they'll send you to single A quickly. They'll skip you right over the Arizona Complex League. That's what they did with Churio. That's what they did with Luis Lara last year. It's what they did with Yoffery Rodriguez this year. I mean, they get aggressive with their young talents if they think they are good enough. And all indications are so far for Made that he could be the next guy to follow that path.
One guy that has fallen completely off the list is Eric Brown Jr., who the Brewers drafted in the first round in 2022. He started the year at 12 and is no longer even on the list.
Yeah, that was a really difficult one. He was kind of like right on the line for top 30, and as you started looking at the rest of the list and guys who would push their way up, it was easier to keep guys on with a little bit of momentum. Eric Brown Jr. this year at Double A played 85 games, which is pretty big for him because last year he dealt with a lot of minor injuries, nagging injuries, made up for some lost time in the Arizona Fall League. Made a decent amount of contact. He didn't strike out more than 20% of the time, but still was only hitting .191, slugging below .300, only four homers in those 85 games, stole 18 bags. There's a way for him to get back on this list. If you watch him hit, there is some good lift in the swing. There's just not the present strength to push the ball out of the ballpark and pick up those extra base hits. So that's, you know, unfortunate the way that his career has developed so far. It's his age 23 season. He's going into his age 24 season next year, probably going to repeat Biloxi. He could push his way back on again because he is a pretty decent shortstop, but he has more to prove to get it back into our top 30.
Some of the guys that got added to the top 30 that weren't there before are guys that were drafted, so that's normal. But an international signing, a guy that I'm sure most of us have no idea who he is, Luis Peña, shortstop, third baseman. He's at 22 now. Tell us about that kid.
Yeah, I mean, he's right there with Made of another international signing from this year. Signed for a little bit less than Made at $800,000. He's only 5'11", so a little bit smaller. Another one of those types that could play shortstop, could play third base. But he batted .393 this year in the Dominican Summer League, which sounds great. It's over 44 games. It's a decent sample. Only struck out 15 times, walked 15 times, so he's not quite as patient. But the bat-to-ball skills have been really good.
But fast, right?
39 bags. Yeah. I mean, he stole 39 bags as well, so the speed is there. They're going to have a lot of options at shortstop moving into the Arizona Complex League next year and then Single-A Carolina. They have to sort all these guys out. But Luis Peña, when I was looking for feedback on the list, he was somebody who kept getting pushed on of like, hey, we really think this guy can run. He's a plus-plus runner. Even if he ends up at third base, you know, he's got the arm for that too, kind of like Made. But he's athletic enough to maybe play some second as well. Another exciting talent for the Brewers, and credit to their international scouting staff for continually finding these guys.
Call me crazy, Sam Dykstra, but I like me some home runs. I like me some power in American Family Field. I like seeing the ball go over the fence. And they've got some guys coming up in the system that can do just that. Brock Wilkin, who unfortunately got, you know, hit earlier in the year in the face or whatever, and then had to kind of bounce his way back, is probably the future third baseman for this Brewers team. How did he look prior? How's he looked since?
Yeah, he's been a really interesting one to evaluate because when we came out with the list, you know, he was back on the upswing. I was asking about how he was looking in the Southern League, and it seemed like the further he put away that hit by pitch, the more confident he was looking at the plate, which makes all sorts of sense.
Sure.
In the world. You get hit in the face, you're going to be a little skittish. And then you look at what he's done in August, and he's fallen off a cliff again. The Southern League has been really difficult to evaluate again this year. It's been extremely pitcher-friendly. So the fact that he has as many home runs as he has in 89 games there, 14 in 89 games, you could still project him to be a 30-35 homer type. Ooh. By the time he makes the major.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The leagues, which is great to dream on, especially given his track record in college. But the way he's ending the year, it's a little bit more of a sour note. You might have to have him repeat Biloxi again next year. But again, the further he puts that hit by pitch in the distance and maybe even puts an offseason between him and it, I can see the power taking off again in what will only be his second full season next year.
What about Eric Batante, another guy with some power?
Yeah, Eric Batante, another draft guy from there from last year, the third round pick in the 2023 draft. They've played it a little slower with him. He opened the year in the Arizona Complex League, but slugged .580 there. They pushed him to single A Carolina here at the tail end of the year. He's played 15 games, hit 6 homers in those 15 games. So the power is obviously translating. There's still some swing and miss concern. He's going to be a third baseman long term, kind of similar to Brock Wilkins. So maybe that's a good problem they have down the road. It's just going to take a while. He's not turning 19 until November. So he's still 18 years old in his first full season. It's going to be a long road with Dante, but that power gives you plenty to dream of.
If I don't ask about this next person, my GM may fire me because he graduated from Tennessee. Blake Burke, the first baseman that the Brewers drafted, what does he look like?
Yeah, I mean, he's another guy with plus power. I mean, that Tennessee team was a juggernaut this spring, right? I mean, making it as far as they did. He was the SEC tournament MVP. He helped them win a College World Series championship, drafted 34th overall, signed for just below slot at $2.1 million. It's power that's going to play. I have some questions about how he is as a first baseman overall. But, you know, my teammate over here at MLB Pipeline, Jim Callis, when I was putting together the list, I was like, here's where I have Blake Burke. And he's like, oh, man, the guy's really going to hit. It's the bat that's going to translate. It's the power that's going to really push him towards Milwaukee. And he really believes in it. And, you know, that doesn't always happen with Jim. He sees tons of college guys, talks to plenty of people with college experience. And everybody seems to believe that the bat is at least going to make Blake Burke a potential major leaguer someday. And if that power clicks like it should, I mean, he could be our first team regular at first base.
That's what I want. They have nobody otherwise at first base right now. Let's talk about pitching a little bit, if you don't mind. Obviously, we all know about Jacob Mizorowski. I think at this point, Brewer fans expect him to be in the Brewers' bullpen here for the postseason is a lot of people's guess. Another guy that kind of just climbed his way through the minors with nobody being able to hit him is Craig Yoho. Where did this dude come from?
Yeah, he's been fascinating to follow this year. His eighth round pick last year out of 2023. And if you watch him pitch, and now he's at Nashville.
You're right, so AAA.
You can watch him pitch. You can follow him on StatCast. His changeup is unhittable. It moves exceptionally well. The change of pace is really good. He has a fastball and a slider. Slider's better than the fastball. He's only going to be 91 to 93, but the separation and the movement on that changeup has been absolutely deadly. Every level he's been to this season, nobody's been able to touch that changeup, and that's what makes him such a special reliever. He's got a 0.76 ERA on the season, 90 strikeouts in 47 and a third innings. I thought AAA might be the place where he's kind of tested a little bit. At least guys have seen pretty good changeups in the past. 4 scoreless innings so far, no walks, 7 strikeouts again. He's continually plowing through. You're right. Like, I think Mizorowski's the guy you call up in September when rosters expand to 28 because the stuff is just so good and the extension on the fastball is really good and the stuff is so crisp. But Yoho is ready for the majors. I mean, there's no other test for him to pass as a reliever. I think he could be a really special one with that changeup.
Another guy that I always see highlights from the Brewers developmental account on Twitter that's pitched really well this year is Logan Henderson.
Yeah, Logan Henderson, another guy who, like, coming into the year, I thought had the best changeup in the system. And then Craig Yoho proved me wrong on that one. But Logan Henderson, he's had some health issues over the years, still hasn't gotten over 100 innings pitched. He's only 5'11", but man, he sells that changeup really well with the arm speed. He's got pretty good fastball, workable slider right now. But he's now on his fourth level as well, pitching at Nashville, hasn't walked anybody. He's got 11 strikeouts in 10 innings. And I think it's that control combined with the changeup. So lefties aren't going to hit him very well. He's got enough workable pitches to get righties out as well because of the same side matchup. I really like Logan Henderson as, like, maybe a number 4, number 5 starter someday. He just has to work on his durability, but the pieces are there. When you got that control and changeup, you're going to keep getting starting opportunities like Logan Henderson is.
Sam Dykstra, I have one last one for you, a guy that I'm irritated by Pat Murphy continuously sticking in the three and the four hole. What is Tyler Black exactly in your mind at the major league level? Because I'm running out of patience.
Yeah, I get it. He's still a top 100 prospect for us because we believe in the bat. I wish he would kind of stick to AAA long term. I wish he would stick to one position. I think he's more athletic than just being first base. I think that kind of hurts his profile, obviously, because he needs to hit for more power than he has. But he's a really good runner. He can pick up stolen bases, and that's never been more valuable than it is in today's game, or at least in the modern game.
Except you've got to get on base.
You got to get on base. And trust me, I think Tyler Black can do that. I know it hasn't happened at the major league level yet. He kind of needs the at-bats. The problem is he's in an organization that's pushing for the postseason and doesn't have the at-bats for him. I think with more consistent playing time, he could be an eventual plus hitter. He needs to get those opportunities at the major league level, and it's not really going to happen in the stretch run.
I'm going to trust you because they said the same thing about Keston Hira, and that never worked.
That's true. That's true. I think Tyler Black's a better overall hitter. He's a better overall athlete than Keston Hira was. Keston Hira was not the runner that Tyler Black was. He can provide value other ways. But I hear what you're saying. Like, the Hira was definitely somebody a lot of scouts believed in, and now he's a minor league journeyman.
I fell for it. Sam Dykstra at MLB Pipeline at MILB. Make sure to follow him. He does incredible work. Him and Jim Callis are awesome. Follow him on Twitter at Sam Dykstra, MILB. Thank you so much, Sam.
Yeah, thanks so much, Sparky.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Sam Dykstra, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up here by Wendy's.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.